You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Play in Alberta, everything stays in Alberta. Revenues from Play Alberta stay in the province. You can help get the Hen Day built. Strudwick joining us from the Memorial Cup. A little disappointing loss last night for his Kamloops Blazers. Now, Struddy, they're just going to have to win tonight, win tomorrow, and then hopefully win on Sunday. What did you? How was the atmosphere back in your old barn last night?
It was great. It was great to be there and see everybody, like a lot of old teammates. You know, a lot of guys we played against or played with are now involved in the league. So it's pretty fun. I mean, a pretty disappointing night last night for the Blazers. They're missing a defenseman, Kyle Masters, who's a big part of their group. You know, probably their second best defenseman. But Seattle looks good. You know, Bill LaForge Jr., give him credit. He's built a deep team, a strong team. He may have, you know, first rounders all over the place on that lineup, and they look good. So for Kamloops, it's a tough road. You know, there's a tiebreaker tonight, as you mentioned. They got to win that. Then they repeat and play again on Friday. And then you got to try to win again on Sunday. So it'd be four games in 5 days. And that's a lot. Even for superhuman athletes, that would be a lot of games to try to be when other guys are probably going to be way more fresh.
Yeah, it's not an ideal format, but we'll see what happens if they can find a way to win. You're hanging out with the, you know, guys like Jerome McGinley and Shane Doan, Stratty, and you're obviously guys are laughing, talking a lot about your junior days. What about, does the conversation ever come up as far as like Doan, what he's been involved in management and stuff? Like, has that ever piqued your interest? You ever want anything like that?
We talk a little bit about it. You know, there's always the rumors about McGinley going, you know, joining his old line mate Conroy in Calgary when he's done coaching his son. And, you know, there's old Ryan Huska was there. He's, you know, assistant coach of Flames. Who knows what his role will be there next year. And obviously Doner's been helping out. He single-handedly led that team to a gold medal at the World Championship. So you talk about their experiences and what it's like. And so for me, I actually really enjoyed him doing, and I guess you never say never, but you know, for them, they seem to be on that track. And if we're being honest, none of them have really good personalities for media, so they probably don't have that option. So they got to go into something where it's just more analytic-based.
Golfing at all? Did you do anything else while you're there other than watch hockey?
No, it was pretty much just watching hockey, then seeing guys that we play against. But you can't take two steps without running into someone, you know, that you know or whatever, and kind of find out what they're doing or what their role is. And then, you know, running some kids you may have coached. Like I ran into the captain of Seattle, Lucas Fiona, local product. And I, you know, I'm not saying I put him where he is, but I had a huge role in it, obviously. But, you know, so you talk to them, see how the tournament's going. Like it's just fun. It kind of takes you back because when, you know, we all said when we were there, and we were many years ago, the team that hosted the Memorial Cup in Kamloops, you didn't get a chance to really enjoy it. You were there and focused, and I'm not saying it wasn't fun, but it wasn't the same experience as this time. So, like, we were in the fan zone. We were walking around, you know, signing autographs, doing all this stuff to kind of just really enjoy it as a fan of hockey. And two nights, you know, and saw the different players. It was pretty neat to see it. So I'm really glad I went to see what these guys and what it looks like now as junior hockey.
The tournament's a lot bigger than when you played, isn't it?
Yeah. We were trying to ask guys that were like our assistant coaches, and we asked them about that. What's the level of, and he said, and obviously now with the internet and all that, it's made a huge difference, right? It's just more widespread, way more. I do believe TSN carried the games when we were doing it, but it wasn't probably quite as big as it is now. But it's so big, and the attention on the stars and the top players and, you know, quite a few players on all the teams just from, you know, through the internet or just kind of researching them all. So that, or even the World Juniors, you know, guys representing the World Juniors from Canada or whatever team. So yeah, it's a big deal, and there's a lot of fans, and the fans are buzzing. So man, it'd be nice for Canada to at least get to the next game on Friday, just so the hometown fans can stay energized. They like hockey, but they like it more when their team's in it.
Oh, 100%. The Pittsburgh Penguins, Dubas, not the GM, but he's the grand poobah. He's the president and will be hiring a GM. And from some of the names I've heard out there, I'm not sold it's going to be a GM with experience. When, after you read what kind of went on in Toronto, it sure seemed like he just felt like he was ready to be in control of everything.
Well, first, we've got to talk about the timing of the news release. if it wasn't on the same strike of the hour of Toronto's press conference to do or with Skilling, it was damn close, and I loved it. I loved it. You know, and people say that's an accident. Nothing's an accident, right? Nothing's an accident. They put that out there trying to, you know, compete with that news of Toronto and their big press conference with Brad Treliving, the new GM of Toronto. So it'll be interesting. I'll be really interested to see who they end up getting and who's the guy that takes their spot. But I think that Kyle wants, it sounds like, and what happened there, he wants to have a little more control over everything and maybe get his finger in some more areas of the team, and this team being, but I stay with my comments. I don't totally understand why he'd go through that. You know, they got maybe two more years. They got to get done in 2 years and figure out what they're going to do with this team to try to give, you know, Sydney another chance and Malkin another chance to be champion again.
Yeah, it's definitely a different place for sure. Then you look at Brad Treliving, and sorry, I was crunching numbers today. Brad Treliving, when you talk of contract negotiations, I really don't think the Matthews or Marner contracts are that difficult. I look at Nathan MacKinnon. His new contract begins this year at $12.6 million. If you go over the last 3 years, he's the third highest scoring player in the league behind McDavid and Draisaitl. Then you got David Pastrnak, who scored, and he signed a new deal that starts this year at $11.25 million. He just scored 60 goals. So has Matthews. All right, he's I think seventh. Matthews is fifth in points. So Matthews is 11.6. Can you make any viable reason to suggest that Austin Matthews should get paid any significant more amount than Nathan MacKinnon?
Well, there's the Maple Leafs factor, right? When you're dealing with the Maple Leafs and members of that, they get inflated, and really their checks really do get inflated. And we've seen it before with many contracts. So, you know, Treliving is going to have to be patient through that process and understand that there's going to be, you know, that, oh, well, we're Maple Leafs and we're better than whatever. And it's true. You know, you ask around, you look at the deals that have been signed there. You're sometimes wondering why these contracts have been signed with different players. So, but, you know, those comparables are really accurate. And I think if that's true, the increase that Matthews is looking for probably, you know, or whatever you look, it would be hard to say, well, I'm worth this or I'm worth that when you look at those comparables you just outlined, especially with the success both those players have had, not just as individuals, but as teams, members, right? As a member of a team.
Oh, without question. I think that's what makes it significantly one where you say, hey, wait a sec. Why is this guy getting paid way more? It just doesn't make sense. And Mitch Marner at $10.9 million. I don't even think you can make an argument that suggests he deserves a raise based on the MacKinnon and Pastrnak contracts.
Yeah, and I totally get that. But that's where, Brad, I think you have to be really patient in these situations and trying to, you know, because there's a lot of hype and everyone's going to, you know, scrutinize every single move that's made, every comment he makes. And it's just, you know, being a Maple Leaf is different. I remember when Brian McCabe signed his contract. I think it was an extension with the Leafs. At times, it was like the Leafs were just negotiating against themselves. Right. And the contract got, you know, pretty high.
Yeah. So, you know, I remember Brian Burke being like, well, you know, you got to pay more to be in Toronto. I'm like, no, if you believe that, you're screwed before the negotiation even starts. So, I think maybe they might believe it. I don't necessarily think it's true. Right. And I think that might be a little bit of Toronto inflating their own ego, and it ends up backfiring on them. That's
well,
kind of how
them.
I view it.
It hurts them. Yeah. You know, like, that's why I think, Brad, you know, you look at all the available guys that are known commodities. I'm not talking about people that have never done anything, never been a GM before, like a head GM. You know, I think that he brings that calmness to a deal. Like, you look with who he went last year with Johnny Gaudreau moving away, trading Tkachuk because he wanted to go. And, you know, some guys might have panicked and overreacted or done nothing. Well, he found a way out, and I think his team is better than team was better than it showed. You know, there were some factors weighing in on it, but now maybe they'll show that this year his trade was better than it maybe was received or perceived this year. So I think that he's the right guy there, but yeah, trust me, there's a lot of eyes on him. You know, it sounds like he wants to keep Sheldon Keefe this year and at least talk to him and see what that looks like, and that's fine. But you do have to decide what these other guys are going to do with, and then the biggest thing, Greg's, I know that's a pretty big list, is figure out this defense. It is not good enough, right? Like, they had a great year. What did they finish, fourth or fifth in the league? But I don't think that D is built to be a Stanley Cup champion. So how do you upgrade it, or what do you do to make it upgrade or make it available to upgrade?
Yeah, no, that's totally fair. I'm at Sports Leader TSN 1260. Jason Stradwick joining us from the Memorial Cup, where tonight Peterborough and Strutties Kamloops Blazers will be a playing elimination game. Winner moves on to the semifinal tomorrow. Strutty, also tonight, the NBA final tips off. Who do you like?
Well, I don't think I'm the only one, but if I was betting, I'd definitely go on Denver. But you know, you got to give this Heat team something, right? Like Jimmy Buckets, great nickname, by the way. They found a way. You know, you think about how close they were to not even making it, and now they're in there and they're at the final. So, you know, my gut tells me it's going to be like 4-1, 4-2, quick with Denver. But this team seems pretty resilient. But I don't know, the star power, especially those top two guys, Murray and Jokic. I don't know, Griggs. Do you think it goes any longer than 5 or maybe 6?
I think if Miami gets it to 6, yeah, like that's a really big accomplishment for them. Yeah. And I know that sure. I'm not trying to be insulting to them. I just think the Denver's too good.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's fair, and they are. They are very, very good. So, yeah, I don't know. Like it's a great story, and you know, don't want Cinderella's runs to end, but I got a feeling the lights are turning on here, and it's going to get pretty ugly for Cinderella and the Heat.
Well, Strutty, pace yourself. Hydrate for a big game tonight back in Kamloops. Hopefully your team sends you off with a victory.
Yeah, I hope so. Fingers crossed, buddy. We'll talk to you later, guys.